That's not how it goes.
I was trying to mix it up a little bit.
You are such the creative spirit.
I know, it's my flair.
Flair? We're not doing that one, are we?
Not yet.
Guys, see this flair? Guys, just let me know when we're starting.
Oh, right. Do, 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 do. Oh, that's also wrong.
Yeah, see? It's right in the Mario movie.
Hey there, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And Dave.
And Dave. Dave. Dave's back from Ireland.
I am back from Ireland, yeah.
You are. And
you came back with an accent. That's weird.
I did I? Yeah. Well, I went there with the same accent, so I feel like.
Did you though?
Yeah, did you?
Really? Am I a stronger accent there?
Oh,
I think when you came back for a week, it was a little more powerful.
I was only there for like a couple of days.
I spent a week there one day.
That's not a water accent, though. I wasn't even home. I was just in Dublin, so that would have been a very different accent. But I appreciate that. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, here. We are four dads traveling the movies of our youth, trying to decide. Three questions.
Yes. Three good questions.
Wow, if I've ever seen eyes get dinner ready.
And the first question is, does the movie hold up?
Wow, it's almost like you've done this before.
I know. And the second question is over to Dave.
Sorry, well, I knew the first one, so you see now, that was a little unfair.
Oh, what an alley-oop.
I know the other two, I just never know the order of
them. Well, good
luck.
And
I also have issues with the order of them, even when I get it wrong, so... does the movie hold up as the first one? And the second one is, should we remake the movie? Or should we remove the movie? Or recycle the movie? Or do a different version of it?
Exactly.
The third one is, because there's only one left now, so it's easy, is should we make the kids watch it as a punishment or a reward or just because?
A book report.
And when?
Oh, God. I hope we don't have to do a book report on this one.
I hope not. So what are we doing tonight, Brian?
I heard you say travel, right? Traveling the films of our youths?
Traveling. We are. It's almost like we need to navigate them.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that was organic right there.
Yeah.
That just happened naturally.
It writes itself, doesn't it, after workshopping for 4 hours?
Yeah. Flight of the Navigator in honor of the late, great Paul Rubens, who did the voice of the ship?
Trimaxian or something like that.
It has been so long since I've seen this movie. This movie and Daryl have conflated for me.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. So,
isn't Daryl the bad one?
Yes.
It's really bad. Yeah. Paul Rubens is uncredited in this movie, actually.
Really? Yep. Did you do homework on this?
Did
you IMDb before we watched the movie? We're only supposed to do it during the movie.
I think he didn't want to connect Pee-wee to this, so I think he's credited as Paul Wall.
We shall find out.
Oh, my.
Like Call me out if I'm wrong.
Well...
You probably read it on IMDb like 45 minutes ago, so I don't think you're wrong.
I have to say, I'm right there with you, Pete. I remember two things about this movie. That there is a lantern on a metal tentacle that is the alien talking to the boy, Paul Reuben, and that at some point he gets a little weird creature pet because the ship has a menagerie.
I don't even remember that. I just remember it being tied to a ride at Disney.
Oh, dear.
What? Yeah.
It was a
Is that where it came from? Like a Pirates of the Caribbean thing?
No, I think they made the ride after the
Afterward.
Movie.
Okay.
And that's All my right. connection to... I honestly, I feel like the kid's haircut was reminding me of Daryl.
That's true.
I feel like it was, at the time, a less awesome... Explorers?
Yeah.
I mean, Explorers is phenomenal, so I get it.
Is it, though?
I stand by my statement.
I know.
I didn't IMDb. The only thing I did was... I remember the Paul Wall thing from his obit when he died. But I did look up the runtime, and while I was doing that, I saw the director's name, and I thought, that's something I recognize. But I couldn't quite place it, so I did look that up.
And?
This person has made other movies that you've seen.
Uh-oh.
Like Grease.
What?
This is the same guy that made Grease.
Brian's never seen it.
And he made Blue Lagoon, in case you like children.
Brian hasn't seen it.
Haven't seen it, actually. And
Blue Lagoon was very controversial, wasn't it?
Isn't that the Brooke Shields when she was 14 or 16?
Yeah, she's naked the whole time, and she should not be.
The other actor is 18.
Yeah.
I did read about that.
Oh, dear.
Creepy stuff.
Have never seen it, so don't think I'm going to.
No.
Boy.
Probably has not aged well.
And the intersection of Grease and Blue Lagoon is...
Flight of the Navigator. Oh, obviously.
No. I don't think I've seen this, so.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure, though.
Yep. Well, movie fans.
It's on Disney. And let's, you know, I don't want to belabor this at all.
I don't think because no one's seen it. We have no memory, but I feel like this maybe is perfect because it's.
Actually, before we get started, the resident Disney expert, is this still a ride at Disney?
Negative.
Okay.
Which then makes me wonder, like, well, what did they remove? Or, like, what did it become?
The Encanto exhibit. And it's where Bruno's Tower is now.
We have answered question number two.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys know the deal. We're going to go get some scotch and a beer for Dave.
Thank you.
And some ice cream. And we
ice
are...
Ice cream for everybody.
I do like the ice cream. I'm more excited about the ice cream I got at this.
Yeah, well, I'm excited just to hang out and watch this movie with you guys. And
it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is so good to be back. And
wish it was a better movie.
Well, we...
It's always the case.
I know. I did this
listen,
to myself.
Listen, we just... might come away from this going, that was amazing.
That's true. The bar is so low right
now. I heard
now.
You did A League of Your Own. I watched that the other day. It was an amazing movie.
It is a great movie.
Amazing.
Great
why don't we just talk
so
about
good.
Better movies for the next half hour? Don't watch anything. Why do you even have to do this?
That was... I'm
remember
sorry.
Remember Buckaroo Banzai?
That was
fun.
Awesome.
That was
so good in
it
so
is,
many places.
It is such a
kinda
good movie.
It makes me wonder about new movies that just the writing is so terrible. It's like, how can it be so good for movies that are like years old and like then you get just garbage? It's like...
Well, it's because there is just so much content. It's the dilution of talent when you think about it.
And
that,
it's banking on...
It's like when they keep adding all of those new teams in professional sports, like for a couple of years, as all of the professional athletes, you know,
no,
the Florida Marlins were horrible for
Doctor
years.
Doctor Strange movie recently, the second one. And like some of the dialogue is so terrible.
Yes.
Like, well, I think there's a writer's strike on currently.
Oh, is that it? Okay, maybe.
It could be that we're just... It's
the studios want AI and ChatGPT to write the scripts now.
No,
that can't go wrong.
Nothing
could go wrong with that.
Yeah, there's a new company I'm about to invest in, Cyberdyne Technologies.
Oh, yeah. Have you done those?
We did the first one.
Oh, awesome.
Let's go get some ice cream, guys.
All right.
Watch Flight of the Navigator.
We just have to navigate our way through this one.
Runtime.
I got distracted. I didn't look it up.
Oh,
the director's name was right above the runtime. And I was like,
that's what
was
we
the
need.
Exact thing you went looking for.
God,
yeah,
you had
a 2.5 hour
Hey,
meeting.
I don't look this stuff up beforehand.
You
I
had
come
one
in
job, Neil.
I like
I'm
glad
to know,
true remarks.
I'm glad we don't know the runtime, but we do know this guy has a thing for children. That's
just not
see you all on the other side.
Oh,
right
she
now.
Loves you. That's what happened.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that is exactly what that means. The cat just attacked Dave and
cute fluffy monster.
That's how she rolls. Mm. Do 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 do. Movies. Compliance.
Oh, you took the line right from me.
I know.
Beat me to it.
He's a bit more chipper though. Compliance.
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 I think we're all in a good mood. We made it. It wasn't nearly Daryl-esque.
Oh, no. It was like the opposite coin of Daryl.
Yeah, it was like the flip side. Anti-Daryl.
It was like they did everything that Daryl wanted to do, but they did it right.
Hmm. We did get some E.T. vibes and little motifs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... Welcome back, guys.
They made a reference to it, didn't they? They said he must have phoned home.
He wanted to phone home.
He wanted to phone home.
Oh, man. I felt bad for that guy that ate all those Twinkies.
Yeah. Can you imagine just walking out of your gas station, you know, and just there's a giant spaceship, and the first thing that the alien says to you is, you're fat.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, like just out of nowhere, like,
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I can see X blowing up in the Exosphere. That used to be Twitter, just for those of you keeping track.
It's called the Exosphere.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah, it's called X now. Oh. But it's going to, like, they're just going to cancel all aliens now. They're all canceled.
Sure.
As they should be.
Yeah. Just cancel. Well, so, we have some two sentences,
which I'm sure everyone is just
written
got on the tip of their tongues.
I'll go first this time.
Rock on.
All right, guys. My two sentence synopsis for Flight of the Navigator. In a world
Phelan
across the universe where an alien kidnaps a child and doesn't let him grow up for 8 years, and then sends him back with absolutely no guilt whatsoever that he's completely fucked up his life. Finn.
A little bit dark, but not inaccurate.
I'm just saying, it tracks.
It tracks.
So much grooming.
Oh, yeah.
There was that. That was a little weird. Sarah Jessica Parker.
As Dave, you pointed out, that Sarah Jessica Parker's character, if we had reversed roles, where like a 20-something went to a 12-year-old
girl
and said, you know what, you're pretty cute.
Brush your hair.
While caressing the hair, it would be super creepy.
Yeah.
That would be the guard in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, things that I've blocked out of my memory. Thanks, Neil.
Ugh.
Little licking.
Oh, but she was an adult, though.
Yeah.
True.
It's so much worse if it's a kid. So, like, why were you okay with, like, poor David, 12-year-old David?
Well, this was a lighthearted movie. I feel like we can start sidestepping the...
Well, I think it bears repeating. I think it bears that comment. Not like you get it like this just free pass to groom poor little David. It's like...
Is there, like, a connection with...
Yeah. Deep. Jessica Parker.
Well, sir, Jessica Parker is looking really cute.
I don't for 20-year-old David maybe, but not for 12-year-old. That's wrong.
Wrong. Maybe wrong, she read the sheet and saw his date of birth and was like, all right.
Yeah.
And he was like, well.
He was born in.
It's like a Pirates of Penzance conundrum. He should have been older.
Deep.
Alright, where were we? 2 cent synopsis.
You got a synopsis?
I'll synop.
You got a synopsis?
Alright, Flight of the Navigator. 8-year-old Davy wakes up in an alternate timeline to find out he is the unwitting experiment of a UFO. Fortunately, the UFO scans his brain, becomes more like a 12-year-old, and the two of them have a wonderful buddy adventure. That ends with everything being okay.
# hijinks ensue.
Well, I really appreciated that. Like, in the beginning, like, oh, this is like a sort of snarky, you know, very derisive, robot. And then, you know, he just says, like, oh, I'm going to just download the star charts from your brain and I'll be fine. And then he does and picks up all the traits of a 12-year-old. And then these two 12-year-olds just derp around in
the
spaceship.
And the one thing that the kid needed to get home, like directions, was not in his brain. Yeah. How to get home, don't you? I'm an American school-age child. I do not know those facts.
Harsh.
I think my favorite part of this whole movie... Besides learning about Alone, and we'll touch on that. was when Max explained that they studied his brain and found that humans only use 10% of their brain. So the aliens, the Phalanx, just decided to cram his brain with star charts. You know, see what happens.
That's kind of gross.
He can,
when you say leak, like, was it out the ear, the nose,
and tear ducts? Like, where are we going? The movie ends, but they don't address the fact that he had this leakage. He has these star charts in his brain, and that he can somehow talk to computers and sort of have a sync with computers. So
he's not seen 20, you know, time travel or not. He
talks in binary.
Yeah, he ain't gonna be normal.
No, he's lucky. He's
never mind the alien he smuggled to that.
He's not seen it in real life. He's done.
The radiation alone. He died before Bruiser. But anyways, that's my 2 cent synopsis.
It was good.
Liked it. Thank you.
Who's next?
Go on a circle.
Yeah, we'll go in a circle.
Yeah, I would say 12-year-old Davey gives a masterclass in acting. Avoids NASA predators and is saved by quirky robot spaceship.
Did the quirky robot spaceship really save him?
Brought him back.
Well, but...
Spoiler, in case you hadn't watched it.
But didn't Dave save the spaceship with the Star Trek?
They saved with each other, because he brought... He couldn't get away from the NASA pervs without the spaceship. So...
I think we're just projecting here a little bit.
Groomed by Sarah Jessica Parker.
And they all had mustaches.
They're creepy mustaches.
They weren't season four.
They sat on the other side of a two-way mirror playing cards.
It was like Papa Stranger Things creepy.
Okay, maybe Papa Strange, not number one.
A little Papa Strange.
Just been reunited with your parents, but we're gonna take you to NASA alone.
He's taken away from his family, like he's finally starting to like get reintegrated with the family dynamic now that he's the younger brother.
He's scared and traumatized.
And he's like, nope. Well, let's go with vaporized.
I do think that, you know,
but he was right. He doesn't belong there.
Yeah, he didn't belong, and you know, he was having a hard time adjusting. And Dave, like your point about how the parents just let him go, you know. I think it makes sense like that the parents were wondering what happened to our son. He hasn't aged, but he's been gone 8 years. Like, what? We need answers. And the only way to get answers is to play ball with NASA.
Yeah, but they didn't really need to do it that way. They could have just gone with him and just been in there. He still could have been attracted to go to the spaceship.
Right. And they could have just had them on the base somewhere.
And then... But then he wouldn't have gone home because he had to go to them. No, that wouldn't
work. I feel like there was a... He was just trying to get home.
He was trying to get back to his parents. And it could, that's what home is.
Simple fix. I got it. I got you.
Okay.
They bring him on the base, but the kid doesn't know the parents are on the base. The kid thinks that they're back home.
Oh.
The parents, realizing that Davey's gone, are like, he's going to go back home. But he's not going to go back home to where we live now. He's going back to the old home. And so we get a little side bit where the parents and the brother like are driving to the old home to try to guide him back to them.
Yeah, wouldn't make sense for them to be on the base without him knowing, though, because that would be the point in reassuring him. That was the bit I had a hard time with, like, because he just got reunited with them. They haven't seen him for 8 years. They have the wanted posters up. They're stressed out.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, because I want to get to this in the reboot on question two. So I'm going to put a pin in that and just remind me of that point when we get to it, because I think this movie should have taken... If it ever does get remade, okay, spoilers. I want it to go dark, and the family.
You always want it to go dark.
I hate scary movies, so I won't go see it. But
it's a reboot. I'm never gonna want to see. But
William Shatner's gonna be the robot.
Brilliant.
Shatner, Neil's synopsis.
I mean, you got four of us. You guys have already covered a lot of ground. I guess 12-year-old David whacks his head when he falls 30 feet off a cliff in Florida.
Was he alone?
Completely alone, except for the fact he was off in Neverland with Pee-wee Herman. Ooh. Family comes back, finds out the future is too bright without shades, wants none of it, and he hits hard reset, and the movie just, it's like nothing happened.
Was on the street and allowed him to see all the aliens everywhere.
Now was a good time to talk about how this movie introduced the fact that if you add the word alone to a sentence, it makes everything way worse.
Way worse.
It wasn't even necessary. Why did you even add the word alone?
Right. Well, so the context is that, what was it? The NASA guy. What did he say?
He was saying, you can go to come on our NASA base with us, and we're going to run some tests.
But you have to come alone.
He didn't even say you have to. He just said that word. There's a sentence there, but instead he goes, alone.
It's creepier. It's like it's going to be you, me, my staff, and you're alone.
Yeah.
Why do you say
alone.
That?
Freezing?
At home, give it a try. Just take any sentence. Say, like, I'm going to go upstairs and look for the cat. Alone.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's wrong. The cat won't be happy.
You kind of smile every time you say it.
Do we want to do question number one and go that way this day? Start with Neil.
Sure. I think the movie holds up really pretty well. It really shifts gears a number of times between kind of like just 80s family to very government conspiracy to just kind of like 12-year-old buddies goofing around. But still, it works for some reason. I can't explain it entirely, but it works.
Pauly Shore could be a great 12-year-old Dave. A young Pauly Shore.
I would just have Pauly Shore be the voice of Max.
Ooh, good call.
Get a little weasel.
That would be... I think the movie mostly
held up. You know, we obviously the CGI, I
you're better than Lawnmower Man.
Well, you know, when the bar's on the floor.
Right.
No, I think it held up.
Yeah, I had, when I critically sit down and think about it, it's like the storyline was really A to B.
Just wanted to get home.
In the hero's journey, some sort of like big problem to solve, like this. There could have been more of an existential crisis, I guess, for Dave to like. Out there,
he hasn't aged, but like time has advanced 8 years.
Urgency, I guess. It was what, like he acted the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
obviously, I'm nitpicking. I'm making a point to nitpick on it, but
that's Black and White, though. Would you watch that movie? Like that's kind of the hold up, isn't it? Like was it worth a watch on your own? Like say,
alone.
I'm not sure I have the guts to do that, to watch it alone again.
It was a fun ride, though. It started out giving you enough that as a grown-up you can appreciate the story, but it ended up being a fun ride for kids.
Although, the very beginning, I was very worried at that 1978 Dog Frisbee Championship.
The slow burn start.
That's the weirdest start of the movie.
That, I think, is one of the hardest things about doing this.
It was almost like, a Central Valley Baseball League game on a Tuesday.
It just made no sense, though.
It's a classic it of time where they do credits, and the credits, well, because in their heads, you need to watch the credits, but you can't have any story going on because you'll miss it because you're watching the credits. It wasn't until very recently movies were like, hey, what if like we have something happening in the plot while you watch credits? And now like credits, I don't remember what credits look like. Name any big movie in the last 10 years, I could not tell you what the credits
were. Yeah, but it was about 90 seconds of dog jumping down. It was I
just rewatched.
Yeah, so come weird. On. But what they've been able to do with credits nowadays is that, you know, with Deadpool would be a prime example. You're having the credits scrolling through as there's an amazing car chase fight, slow-mo car tumbling.
Yeah, you're getting
That's particularly good, though, that example.
Yeah, that's
an exception to the rule of credits rolling in. Like, that's done really well.
It really was.
It's still
really
better than...
Well, I had to show contrast, Dave.
No, but you're showing contrast with an exception rather than the modern-day movies have good... I couldn't think of a better example. Like, I couldn't think of another one of those.
But also what you're seeing today is that you'll actually have, like, an opening scene before the credits even roll as well. You'll
credits?
You'll have, like, a...
See?
They get worked into the opening scene or the end of the opening scene.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
The credit scene, Groot dancing during a big battle.
Oh, that was really good.
And yeah.
That is a really good song.
That's exactly right.
It's a Beatles song, definitely.
No,
it's
a...
Isn't it? I thought it was a...
It was a weird scene. They also kind of shot it in the creepy way they showed Mr. NASA guys. Like, they were all these
fairies. It's a blue sky. It's not.
Song.
Well, the beginning of the movie was hard trolling. I think by you saying that, I've hit it. This is what they were doing. They wanted to let you know that when you see this saucer, you'll know. So they were showing Frisbees because... Up until that time, flying pie pans and shit like that.
They were so
in movies. They're like, oh, now look, flying saucer. No, it's not. It's a blimp, guys. Come on. And then
one of the shirts that, not his regular shirt that he was wearing, but the blue shirt that he was wearing was a Zeppelin shirt.
Nice.
You guys picked up that little?
I didn't.
You did?
But one of the coolest things is when you see the spaceship, I mean, the spaceship of this movie is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It looks inside transforms. And it's all chrome. Yep. It's super cool.
Was it shiny and chrome?
Shiny and chrome.
Shiny and chrome.
Forever.
I witnessed him.
Yeah, it worked.
It was good. So held up for you, Brian?
Oh yeah. I mean, everybody heard. The bar was super low, and I found myself super delighted.
Wait, why was the bar so low?
Well, because I thought it was going to be terrible. Remember anything about it? And if you can't remember anything about it, how could it?
No, it was a question. Still, does it hold?
It definitely.
Does it hold up compared to
Well, I remembered that I liked it as a kid.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed watching it as an adult. Mm. In fact, you know, I would, I don't know if I'd sit down and watch it, like, tomorrow, but I'd be fine rewatching.
But that's almost any movie you just watch tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair. No,
yeah. I really did enjoy it. I thought he was, like, it was a masterclass in child acting.
Yeah, that kid was
dude, like, so holy good. Cow.
And yeah, he had a lot. There's a lot of emotional range in there.
I actually can't, yeah. I
cannot think of a better, like, example of child acting just being unbelievable and really hard to see.
Billy Joe Eisner,
I would say that this guy was better than the kid in E.T.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, I think at the start, like, the movie was, like, we didn't even know what was going on. That was really done really well. It's like, oh, he's at the house, but they're not there anymore. Okay. And then, I mean, other than
some of the stairs, and he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, you felt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely felt it.
Yeah, especially as we're all dads, like, seeing, like, a 12 kid just that terrifying really feeling
lost.
Of, like,
I'm trying to think of, like, other child acting performances that, like, knocked it out of the park, and I'm really struggling.
What's her name in Little Miss Sunshine?
I was actually thinking.
Oh, and that kid from Bad Grandpa.
Also, was it Claire Danes in Interview with a Vampire as the
Kirsten Dunst? Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is at the top of the list. Yeah, I mean, he was fantastic.
No, he was good. I thought he was not good. He was amazing, and I did think, like, I asked the question about Oscars. Do kids get Oscars? Because I'm like,
they can.
Yes, and I feel like
somewhere we have a fan out there who's, like, rattling off, like, who the youngest Oscar winner was.
Yeah, they'll let us know in the Discord after party. After the show.
Yeah, it was Electric Light Orchestra in the
Saturday
Night
Movie.
That's
what I said.
ELO. It was like Electric something. Or
Electric Light Orchestra, yeah, Mr. Blue Sky.
I think it was ELO.
It wasn't, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know what idiot said it was the Beatles. Some jack
ass. Some Irish guy.
Some dumbass.
And rewatching this, though, I did appreciate that they did throw in, like, a lot of good explanation for stuff, or, like, exposition. Like, what do you mean? Well, I was looking at some flowers, and then I crashed. It was like, you were looking at flowers? Yeah. And that's why, like, the ship crashed. He got ejected. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, but it was too dangerous for you. Like, we realized that, you know, you can't handle time travel. It'll vaporize you, maybe. Like, there was a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
Whoops.
But they also, like, just allowed space for, you know, you didn't have to get, like, an over-explanation, like, a massive exposition dump of this is Katana. Huh. Its sword holds the souls of every person that she's ever killed. Because when she was a child, she witnessed her family being murdered by that sword. And then she studied for years.
She studied the blade.
The blade. And that is why she then was able to commune with it. And, you know,
right. It's the robot Max literally says, yeah, I'm supposed to go collect things, we study them, we bring them back. Unfortunately, your puny brain couldn't handle it.
Puny human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the mystery of what happened really carried the first, I don't know, half of the movie.
Yeah. It made sense. It was logical.
Yeah.
There's, like, nothing wrong with it. And then a little, like, quinky dink that, oh, the thing that he lost was also, we filled your brain with that just randomly.
Well, I do. I mean, but, like, you know, we hear about that all the time with aliens. Like, oh, they took all the blood out of cows, or, like, they leave these crop circles. Like, they're doing weird shit.
Yeah.
Star charts, because I don't know.
It was a bit serendipitous that then, like, oh, and then, oh, and then, that's the thing I need. We
wait a minute. Like,
and it was
like, you hear all of these other, you know, abduction stories. Like, what'd they do? Oh, they probed my anus. You know, they're just, like, if you think about humans or aliens, they're just going to do random things.
Well, I mean, think of the stuff we do to animals all the time.
I know, but it's not.
We took these mice and we put them into a maze and we went to see how long they could go before we found the cheese.
But it's not the random thing that he did. It's that the random thing then coincided with the exact thing he needed to get back. It's not that, like, if we put the mouse in the maze and they ran around and it was like, ooh, I really need to figure out how to get past that maze.
It is
also, remember, this is the 80s. If there's another person in the car, they're holding the map.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Navigator.
We used to have the gazetteer. Well, it was a gazetteer.
They could have written it a bit better there. They could have just said, while you were in stasis, we were checking your brain, I think you might have absorbed some data from my thing that I might need.
A reboot Dave.
Okay,
what would you do?
I would let the children. I would figure out a way to have the parents accept the fact that they were going to bring him to the NASA base after only just being reunited with him, and then the data thing just leaking into his brain. I would just kind of phrase that differently. That's it. I wouldn't change much. I actually think it's an excellent movie, so I wouldn't change a whole lot. And I would reboot.
Here's what you do. You just have them. They're on the base. The kid knows they're on the base. Everyone knows they're on the base. But remember, the ship wanted the kid back because the ship needed the kid for the. He's the navigator.
Yeah.
Ship gets the kid. They derp off all over the world. Then they do the brain transfer, and the kid's like, "Well, we gotta go back." And the guy's like, "I don't know how to go back because you don't know how to go back. You're the navigator. Get us back." And then it's like, well, how are we going to get back? And you could have kept the same story, but now it's not the parents abandoning him to NASA.
Yeah, it's only a minor
tweak.
Very minor tweak. It's just at the time it struck me as like, because I think he had portrayed his fear so well, and then his confusion over, why is my brother a teenager? Why do my parents look so old? What's going on? They've done such a great job of that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now we're going to head off to NASA and your parents can't come because we need to be.
Did you just throw out a NASA?
I don't know what I said. But you know what I mean? It was for me, it jarred a little bit considering how well they had done everything else.
I thought it would have been interesting to explore a little bit, like when the mom first sees Dave when, you know, after he comes back, and that look, like, actually creeped me out. Like the mom and dad.
The dad in particular.
Yeah.
So in that, you could take it to where she doesn't accept that it's actually him and there's like a psychotic break or something. You can have a little bit more.
But psychologically, isn't that how that would go though? Because when parents lose children, they kind of freeze them in their brain forevermore. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Always. Like they keep the room the same and like that's how she,
well,
like,
and
she would expect.
Mom kept all of your toys and kept your whole
room.
Like,
if he aged, it's harder. Like, when kids get separated from families and then they come back 8 years later but they're grown up, that's actually harder for the parent because it's like they're not the same.
Right, but they had already said that he was legally declared dead, so they've already gone through the whole grieving process, that, this, that, or whatever. And it just would have been interesting to be, she was like, no, you're not my child.
Well, but see, I appreciate they didn't. She immediately was like, yes, I don't know how, but this is my son. The dad was like, you're not taking my boy anywhere. And the brother was like, man, this is weird. But it's really good to have you back. Like, I am so, like, they instantly accepted him and were back to being a family unit, which is what he needed, because it would have been even more tragic if he was then, like, denied, like, his parents, like, I don't know this kid, you're not him. Like, the brother's like, there's no way, man. Like,
it wouldn't be logical, though. I would have picked a big hole on that if they'd gone that way, because I'd be like, no, you'd remember him exactly as he, in the clothes and everything that he disappeared in, because that's what would have been burned into your brain.
Yeah, and that's why I think I really appreciate that they kept that, like, and we didn't get that. Instead, it was, okay,
yeah,
move on.
Mm-hmm.
I dug it.
Yeah.
Well, fine, guys.
That's sad.
Pete,
you suck.
No.
Why don't you scratch Dave?
Yeah, stop. Don't give her orders. She already did.
Easy.
I'm not saying you couldn't explore more with the parents, because I thought they were interesting characters. I actually did like the way they were just immediately, like, that's my kid. That's what happened 8 years ago. Or, you know, he's, because that's what parents say. They expect them to walk in the same backpack and the, you know,
so
even 10 years
really
have
passed. Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can't quite process it in any other way.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with the reboot. I just think that this was done really well, and I'd be worried that, you know, they would fuck it up.
Where are they going to get the child actor from would be your first problem,
because
he was amazing, absolutely amazing.
I wouldn't reboot it, but I think they were setting it up so if they wanted a sequel.
Didn't
like
they make a sequel?
Little pet,
didn't they make a sequel?
I don't know.
Well, again, I think very much.
I'm pretty
like,
sure they made a sequel.
I don't think so. Well, but I like that. Yeah, I think what I would do is a sequel, because again, he says that he still has the star charts. He's still a navigator, and he grossly changed that ship. That ship's gonna arrive in Phalen instead of being like compliant. It's gonna be. We need to get that kid back because we have questions.
Yeah, really. Anything, absolutely anything could happen in a sequel, and I'd be interested to see where they go with it.
I'm down.
That'd be my preference.
It was, though. I think somebody said it earlier. There was a couple of movies. I mean, it was Neil in different things. Like, it was like, first of it was kind of like a Stranger Things mystery at the start, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was kind of like a little bit sci-fi with NASA. And then it was kind of a derpy buddy movie as they kind of, you know, visited gas stations and I don't know what
else. For directions.
Gooland. That was actually kind
of... Yeah, they had little alien puppets and Huey showed up and
the
all that.
Touch of Gremlins. I did like the animatronics or whatever way they did it. The
practical effects.
Practical effects. I just thought it was good. Yeah. It was like, it was nice to watch. It kind of reminded me of old Star Wars. And
for
I
sure.
just thought that was good. I prefer that than the, you know, the over-the-top CGI stuff they try and do now.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
So the kids.
Should we let them watch it?
Anytime, I would
say.
Yeah, I would say right now.
I imagine why not.
Yeah. This might be some of the kids
we
would
enjoy. We might bleep out Sarah Jessica Parker grooming, or say, if I grown up.
A little odd, like it did.
I think we're projecting so much on it.
Well, especially since we learned about
all parents of young kids, so like we're very hyper aware of something like that happening in any direction. And the society we live in now also is hyper aware of that at all times.
We live in a society.
Like we said, though, you just switch that for a female 12-year-old girl. And a 20-year-old, whatever age she was, man, and do the exact same line, and then tell me, yeah, that's fine. It's the same impact. I feel it doesn't. I feel immediately you're like going, what is going on? Why would you say that to a 12-year-old? Yeah,
totally.
We coach sports. Like, there's 12-year-old kids. Like, brush a 12-year-old kid's
I bet a girl hasn't told you you're cute.
Yeah, is that what she said?
That's
something
what
like
she
that?
Says.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That, so a lot of the things we learned from this movie.
That's a negative Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Like, would we see that exact dialogue in a movie these days? Or do you think there's no way?
I mean, unless it was, you know...
I'm pretty sure you can find that.
Maybe. That's what kind of annoys me about it. It's like, what, just because she's a woman and he's a boy? That doesn't make it better. No?
No, it doesn't. But I feel like it does happen still today.
Still.
Yeah, I think it does.
Can't take an example, but...
Well, we can take a look at the movie Crazy Stupid Love. Where the 16, 17, maybe 18-year-old babysitter takes all those nude photos of herself to try to give to the dad who's recently separated from his wife because she has the hots for him. At the end of the movie, she decides to give those photos to, like, the 14-year-old boy she was babysitting because, you know.
That's normal.
Why not give wank material to the 14-year-old, I guess.
Totally normal behavior.
So, anyways, yeah, it's definitely been brought up in film.
I'm gonna go watch Harold and Maude.
Watch The Graduate.
That was a reference for the boomers.
Well, we do. I mean, our studies have shown that 35% of our viewers are boomers. So,
well, fine people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, thank you.
Curb, brought to you by Superb Curbs Herbs.
No,
brought
do
to
it.
You by Superb Curbs Herbs.
Don't you dare. I like this.
Any, I have to find out what we're watching next week.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
No, I mean, to be honest, this came out of left field.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I feel like it's completely open. I swear, I just saw something interesting.
We mentioned like three movies while we were watching this that would be great. I remember none of them.
I remember.
Why don't we take this moment? I'm going to go on a bit of a segue because, Dave, this is a perfect opportunity for you to perhaps explain something for me.
Oh, no.
I heard that there is an Irish insult.
Okay.
That is the following in English.
In English.
Because doing it in your native Irish is beyond my
fair
ability.
Well, to be fair, Dave might not be able to do that either.
Fair.
So this is going to be judgment-free. Just throw this out at you, big guy.
Lots of judgment.
I hope the devil uses your backbone as a ladder to pick apples in the garden of hell.
Oh, you want me to do that in Irish?
Yes. I can show you the image and you can read it to me because I cannot.
Well, I can read it easily, but don't show it to me yet. What was the sentence again?
I hope the devil uses your backbone as a ladder to pick apples in the garden of hell.
It probably starts with Osulagum. Tasulagom ga yening on.
Oh, that sounds something like that's on here.
The carp mar.
So anyways, Neil, what do you want to watch?
Not Irish, probably.
Can you remember the movies that we mentioned during this?
Jacob's Ladder.
What was the one where we were like, it's pretty recent, but we can still do it?
Oh, but he did say yes.
Oh, yeah.
The name of the D-Ball, Dreamer,
it's a 2004 movie, though.
No, 2004. That's
too okay.
We said Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder was one.
Never seen Jacob's Ladder.
The Serpent in the Rainbow ties in a little bit.
Ooh, I love The Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yeah, so we're kind of getting into like the October scary stuff.
That's true. We're approaching October. It could be time.
We could do something like old school, like a 1950s type sci-fi movie or 1960s movie.
That's completely wrong, by the way. That Irish Gunyanin is like to do like. So you're starting the sentence with. There's no I hope. It's just.
I mean, I did pick up on that. I thought the grammar was off.
It's completely wrong. No, but it is completely wrong. He doesn't say, like, so
there was an umlaut in the wrong spot.
It says, Gunyanin on D-Ball grammar is, like, that the devil will make your ladder out of your bones. But, like, there's no way hope in that sentence. It's just, that's, it's
wait,
like,
wait,
basically.
What were grades in Irish in school?
I only got a B2 and it didn't even say.
So, what?
Fine.
Okay, well, then. And type that exact phrase into Google Translate and see what it says. It's not going to be I hope.
Let's play it this way with, what's your favorite Irish insult?
Oh, Pogue Mahone is always the classic.
Wait, what?
Pogue Mahone.
Is that suck my dick?
No, it's kiss my ass.
Oh, I was close.
Very close. Pogue means kiss and Mahone means my ass. So that's like, you know.
So the Pogues are the kisses?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, yeah. I think I found our answer. I created a list. So this was all a ploy to pull up the list. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. What did I do?
Here are the movies that I have. An American Tail, Mighty Ducks, Ladybugs, Follow That Bird. But I think the last one might be Germaine. Ernest Scared Stupid.
I used to watch a load of Ernest movies at
right?
once. Like loads of them.
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Ernest Scared Stupid was surprisingly scary.
They're really bad, like, now. I don't even know if they were good then.
I can't.
Mighty Ducks.
Hey, he made you watch the, what was the one with the duck? Howard the Duck.
Well.
Revenge.
I mean.
I found my DVD of the Ewok movie.
Oh, God.
I feel like you've been threatening that for
Why
years.
Why are we doing this? We're the deciders.
Yeah, we don't have to
do it.
Again, I like the idea of Mighty Ducks. Like,
oh, me too, but I have seen it like a lot. I've seen it recently.
Oh. So
that's not a reason not to do it. I'm just saying I can already do the podcast. It's good.
So I'm sure. Like they made 18 of them.
Did they make 18?
All right, so my vote is like Mighty Ducks. I feel like I haven't seen it in 20 some odd years, but you know, we can take options. Our
Pete's
viewers right now are on the edge of their seats.
Reaction to Ernest Does Anything makes me want to do that.
I can almost hear
just,
our fans
just for
saying,
the pain of it.
You're calling out for Ernest.
Yeah.
Because they're earnestly calling out for Ernest.
Ernest scared.
I see what you did there.
I know, I'm very clever. I'm a
guys,
worse
honestly,
one.
Right now, I feel very alone.
I just want to watch Ernest
Neil,
Scared Stupid.
Neil,
alone.
Are you, you're on board, aren't you?
I think the train's left the station.
I feel it's going to be like one of the worst things you've ever seen.
I thought this was going to be pretty bad.
This was great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this
so
was delightful. So.
This was really good.
All right. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Let's see if we can find it.
Mighty Ducks will be good. Ernest Scared Stupid will be terrible.
The terrible ones.
Let's put it this way. I'm fine with either. Like, I'm down for like terrible, and I'm down for like.
You're
you
so
know,
beaten up
and
broken at this point, you'll just take whatever comes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rolling high. This
terrible.
Movie was delightful, and I thought it was going to be terrible.
Actually, we need Dave back. Dave, whenever we watch movies with Dave, they're always fantastic.
That's true. They're track
record. I saw Prayer for the Rotor Boys.
Oh.
Like.
Oh. That's way down.
I was here for that. Maybe when you and I are both here. That's why our powers combined. The movie will be good.
That's Brian's fault. Prayer for the
that
Rotor
was,
Boys.
You were very defensive of that, though. You were like, no, it's
not
that terrible.
I watched it multiple times. As a kid, but
really bad.
You mean to tell me, guys, that rollerblades haven't broken through the future as the cool way of traveling
what
around?
What was
the
movie we all watched that Neil disappeared in the middle of?
That was Biodome.
Oh,
that was bad.
That was bad.
Really bad.
Yeah, we
Kate Needs Me.
Yeah. No, it's not.
There's a white somewhere that needs my help.
Yeah.
Your phone's not even on.
What? The bat signal?
Yeah. I thought Kate was down here this weekend. Yeah, I had to go, guys.
All right. So on that note, guys, send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. You can find this podcast wherever you find your lovely podcast.
I mean, if you're listening to it right now, you did it.
Is there a lot of different like platforms for podcasts? Because I don't really like whatever place
to
say that.
Spotify, Amazon,
and you're on all
Google,
of them?
Google Play, and iTunes. Yeah.
How do you do that? Is that hard to do? Do you have to like? Is there an application process or?
Yeah, you have to put your RSS feed in. And why are we talking this on the podcast?
Sorry, I'm interested. Sometimes it's like interesting. For example,
if you had an app.
Yes, exactly.
Like that, named like, you know, whatever you call it.
Yeah. I did not have to hire developers on another continent.
Yeah, two different continents. Yeah, and that is hard. Having on multiple platforms is hard. So whenever like people say wherever you get your podcast, I'm like, how does that work?
You just download
magic.
Again, if you're listening to this right now, you did it.
Yeah, but if you didn't, then if somebody has to, you know, advise you to watch it, you want to grow your base, you can get it from anywhere, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the back of the couch, it's there.
On that note, guys.
Well, that's what happens when you're looking for viewers in the behind the couch alone.
Alone. They're just there.
All right, we got to go.
I feel so alone.
Alone and compliant.
I'm so lonely. Anyways. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Brian, what do you got to say?
Do.
Movies.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's copyrighted.
No, I was watching Brian.
If you do less than 5 seconds, you can use it.
Uh-oh.
That was less than 5 seconds.
It certainly was. Later, guys.
Bye.